A simple method for overcoming fear.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. Delighted, thrilled, excited to be bringing you this daily podcast. I appreciate all the kind letters and comments that we get on iTunes, on YouTube, the emails that we get supporting this podcast. We're here every single day to empower your life. And hey, look at it. We understand that not every podcast is going to be your cup of tea. But guess what? There's going to be information delivered to you on a regular basis that will empower your life and teach you secrets on how to use the law of attraction. We're going to give one of those secrets today on overcoming fear. And overcoming fear is essential for achieving your dreams. The great Jim Rohn says, you can live your dreams or you can live your fears. So today we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle. Ah, feels good. In the direction of your dreams and your goals. You know, everything in the universe is energy. Everything in the universe vibrates. We live in an ocean of motion, as Bob Proctor puts it. And it's very important to understand that, because once you understand how critical fear is in holding you back from your dreams and your goals, you'd be more likely to take some action. And we're going to give you a simple method for overcoming fear later on in this podcast. You know, the law of attraction works in a very simple way. The universe moves into alignment with whatever you're putting out. If you're feeling optimism, you receive optimism back. If you're feeling fear, you receive more of what you fear back. There's a verse in the Bible from Job who says, "The things I have feared the most, I have brought upon myself." Think about that. What you fear, you bring to yourself. You must be what you desire to attract the life that you want. Okay, you have to be it first. The circumstances of your life depend on your inner power. Your inner power. And what is that inner power? That inner power is the ability to control your own brain, the ability to control your thoughts, your emotions, and your feelings, and put them in alignment with your desires rather than your fears. Do not become a victim of your fears, of your anxiety, of your worries, of your doubt, of your negative feelings. Once you submit to your fears, you've become a slave to them, and they own you, lock, stock, and barrel. But you have the power at any time to break the bondage of fear. You can choose to design your life. You can choose to create your future. But I assure you, you will never create the future you desire by embellishing your fears, by making them bigger than what they are. Never, never give fear the power to create for you. You are the creator. You are co-creator of your reality. You create on a microcosmic level, and God, or the infinite field of potential, or the universe, creates on the macrocosmic. Micro simply means that which is within you, that which is around you. Macrocosmic simply means that which is outside of you. And the macrocosmic universe will always match the universe that you have created within. You're going to need to go beyond positive thinking. Positive thinking is great. It's a wonderful tool. But positive thinking alone is not enough. I have people call me all the time. Well, but Robert, I've been trying to think positive. Well, what the heck does that mean? Trying. Do you try to brush your teeth? Do you try to comb your hair? Do you try to drive your car? You either do or you don't do, as Yoda says. And so trying to think positive is the same as giving in to your fears. Oh, let me repeat that. Trying to think positive is the same as giving in to your fears and your doubts and your worries and your anxieties. Rather, make a decision right now. Make a decision right now that you are going to become the new you. You are going to become the person that you desire to be right now. And you're not going to do it by trying. You're making an I am statement. Be the person who is loved. I am loved. Be the person who is respected. I am respected. Be the person who is cared about. I am cared about. Be the person who is prosperous. I am prosperous. I am abundant. I am healthy. Be that person. Don't try it. Be it. Be the person who always has more than enough money to do whatever you desire, to live however you want to live. It's time right now, this moment in your life, to be the person that is co-creator of your reality, your future. You deserve to have the money you desire, the love that you absolutely crave, and the health that you depend upon. I'm going to share with you now, in just a moment, a simple, easy to perform meditation that will help you overcome your fears and doubts. I am Robert Zenk, your miracle mentor, your mentor of light. I invite you to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. You deserve to have what you desire, the relationship you crave, the money you desire, the health you depend upon. You deserve it all. Visit our website at lawofattractionsolutions.com and fill out the form. Send me a letter. We love hearing from you. We have very, very limited openings for mentoring at this time. I mean, we are cram-packed full, but I'm always looking for someone special who deeply desires to take their life to the next level. Okay, are you ready to overcome your fears? I'm going to close my eyes as I do this so I can do it with you. I want you to think about one fear. Maybe it's the fear of not having enough money. Or maybe it's the fear of a broken relationship that you will never be back together with the person you love. Perhaps you have the fear of failing at your business. Or you have fear that surrounds debt. Whatever your fear is, and we're going to take one fear at a time, one fear at a time. We're not taking the whole conglomeration of your fears. You have probably several. Just take one. One fear. And I want you to think about that fear and give it an image. An ugly, nasty, fearful image. Perhaps it's a slimy monster with four eyes, or perhaps it's an image of your stepfather, or perhaps it looks like a gladiator, or whatever it looks like. That's the image of your fear. That's what your subconscious mind is telling you right now. This is what my fear looks like. So look at your fear. Now that you have the image. And I want you to draw a circle around yourself. Wherever you're standing, you can be in the woods, you can be in the house, you can be anywhere. You're drawing a circle. Now, I just visualize a circle. I don't actually draw it. I visualize a white circle around me, and I'm in the center of this circle. Now you're standing in the center of the circle. Take a deep breath. Yeah, that's good. Feel that ruach, that prana, that light flowing through you. Off in the distance, that ugly creature now that you created is moving toward you, toward the circle. It's big. It's smelly. It's ugly. It represents your deepest fear, and it's coming closer to the circle. This monster is now standing at the outside of your circle. It can't come in because the circle, by its very nature, protects you. But it can influence you. And that's the way fear is. It can't come in, but it can influence you to failure, to doubt, to tragedy. I want you to listen and look at this ugly monster that you've created in your mind. It's talking to you. Perhaps it's saying that you're a failure, that you're going to lose it all, that he will never come back to you, or she will never come back, or that your business will fail, or that you'll never be a successful actor. I don't know what your fear is saying to you. It's your fear, okay? But it's saying all these things, and that's what it says all the time. 24 hours a day, that's what it says in your subconscious mind. See it now. Hear those words. Now, I want you to put both hands on your chest, on your heart, and take a deep breath of light. Hold it in. Now stretch out your hands, stretch out your arms all the way out, and feel yourself growing taller and taller and taller and larger until you reach a point where you are looking down on your fear. It is small. It is insignificant. It sounds like a mouse. You could literally step outside the circle and step on it and crush it. But you're not going to do that. Stay inside your circle. Feel yourself larger, as if the planets were soaring around you, as if you were filling up all of space. Look down at that little speck of a fear and command it with a deep, resounding voice. Be gone. Be gone. And literally, I want you to blow now and blow it away. Almost like the big bad wolf. And that speck is turned gray. It's like an old ash that's just blown away in the wind. It's gone. Now, put your arms up over your head in victory. I am filled with power. I am filled with light. Take a deep breath again. And whenever you're ready, open up your eyes. Now, the idea, this is kind of based on an NLP idea, but you know, NLP is kind of based on some ancient mystery secrets as well. So they kind of get intermingled there. The idea now is for you to repeat this about 6 or 7 times in a row, real quick. In other words, I could do the entire meditation within a minute and a half to 2 minutes. Then I would open my eyes, I would clear, take a deep breath, go back, do it again. Do that 7 times in a row. And do it for 7 days in a row. You will find that after about the second day, you don't even want to do it anymore because you don't feel the fear. It's all gone. It's dissipated. And you feel more powerful. And you feel stronger, and you feel more in control of your life. You are manifesting the life that you desire. You are living your dreams rather than living your fears. It's amazing. Write me a letter. Let me know how good it feels. You have a great day now because you deserve it. Bye-bye now.